Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Williams. I greet each of you in the name of Jesus. Let us go before the Lord in prayer, okay? Spirit of the living God, we thank you for what you have done on this day. God, we thank you for what you are doing. And Father God, I ask that you will move by your power and move by the anointing, because the word of God declares that the anointing will destroy every yoke. And Lord, we thank you for a yoke-breaking anointing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that, Lord God, you will move through the airways, touch somebody on today. Let this revelation be known unto them. Let them know the importance of your word and the importance of reading your word, but most of all, applying your word. God, we thank you for bringing us through life difficulties and challenges. And God, we pray for those who are sick and those who are going through a rough time in their life. And God, we will be careful to give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. I would like to thank each of you for tuning in on today. And I also would like to thank you for even coming on today, because usually we do it on Mondays. But now since my schedule has been got kind of hectic again, I have to push it back on Thursdays. But I thank each of you for tuning in on today. I also would like for you to jot down this number if you have any questions or comments during the show that you would like for me or Apostle Leger to answer. Please call in. The number is 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. And I want you to know that I pray about every topic to be discussed. I just don't throw topics out of there. I pray and ask God what is needed for this season, or what do he want me to say or speak on. And Apostle Leger don't even know the topic until he gets on, or until I post it on Facebook. Usually be that day of, about 3 or 4 hours before the show, because that's how God is dealing with us. We want to know what the Spirit of the people need. This is not about me. This is not about him. But this is about God, and about we being utilized in obedience to do what God has called us to do. I thank you. I just can't express that enough. Some people have held on, and some people have waxed off. But God, that's all I can say. But God. But I want you to also to be encouraged if there's any topics that you would like to go back over and to rehearse in your spirit, or just to take notes. Excuse me. I want you to go back in to www.blogtalkradio.com. Put Push on Patricia J. Williams, that's me. And I have a list of everything that I have discussed regarding each topic that the Lord has gave me. And you can listen to it. And I'm telling you, because sometimes I have to remind myself of things that we have talked about. I have to go back in, hit on a topic, just to encourage myself, just to let me know that, hey, God is still with me, no matter what it looks like. And I feel the anointing of God is already breaking up some things for some people that's listening to this radio broadcast. I am in a season right now of fasting and praying, and God has been dealing with me heavy. I have been seeing things in the spirit that is to come, and once I see them, God will tell me to pray right then. Or once I see them, I have to jot it down. So I want to encourage you. I may go off into tongues or something just may take off, you know. Whatever it is, just know it's of God. It's not of me. If you have anything that you would like to drop a line, like a topic you would like to discuss or something that you don't understand, please write me. And faith is the key. That's one word. Faith is the key. 47@gmail.com. And I will be happy to answer your questions. Anything that you would like to ask me, I am available. Even if you like prayer, because during this season, I take prayer requests and everything else. People are believing God for different things. And I'm here. Excuse me. Whew. So, this is very important to me. It's very important for me to see the people of God living a victorious life. The reason why I post things on my Facebook is to encourage somebody. I never want to down anybody. I have a love for God's people. No matter what state they're in, they could be the biggest dope dealer, the biggest drug addict. I still have hope for them. I still see them as God sees them. And I still see that there is a purpose within them. I still pray for them until God tells me, okay, back off. It's my time to have them. But there is purpose in everybody. I just want to just shoot that at to somebody. Don't ever give up on nobody. Don't ever give up on nobody. Don't ever give up on nobody. I don't care what they're doing or how they're doing or anything else. Don't ever give up on nobody until God tells you, okay, back away. Let me deal with them now. This is my time. You done done everything you can for them. So with that being said, so many people done went and let their assignment go before time. Just because your flesh got in the way and you was tired of dealing with that person. Don't deal with the person in the flesh. See what God sees. Hear what God has to say about them. Now, I don't know what that came from, but I just know, yeah, I know the Holy Ghost had to drop that in because some of you are giving up your assignments too quick and when God hadn't even told you to give it up yet. So today we're going to be talking about, how you doing, Apostle AJ?
I'm blessed. Woman of God, how are you?
I'm doing great, doing great, doing great. Today we want to talk about the importance of prayer and fasting. Man of God, we know on the first of the year, it's like a traditional thing. People be going on 21-day Daniel fast, or the leaders be setting the churches on a fast of 21 days, and some do the Daniel fast, some do the partial fast, some do the absolute fast. There are many types of fast, but we try to get the people to see, don't just do it out of a traditionalism. Do it because God has called you to do it, and also do it because you have various reasons to do it, to a personal reasons that you may want God to do something in you. So we want to get to the point to where if you're doing a fast, because there are many consequences that comes with a fast, you can do it when God has not even told you to do it, and demonic spirits can attack you, because that's how powerful a fast is. It can attract demonic attacks to the point to, I've done heard people done lost their mind, man of God, just by fasting.
Oh, yeah.
Because first of all, the Lord had not told you to do it, and then this wasn't the right time to do it. So I just want you to just reiterate on how fasting, my God, is very important, and then it is really not for a big showing of that, hey, I'm fasting. So you can open up with the floor. It's yours.
Amen. When people, woman of God, people, the Bible says that we are to pray without ceasing. And when people fail to realize this, accompanied with prayer, only those who are spiritual can understand the complete semantics of why they fast, why God calls you to fast. And even the Bible gives us specific instructions when we fast. It tells us to wipe our face. Don't let no man know we're fasting. It's a lot of different things that the Bible tells us to do, even regarding fasting. Problem we're having today, woman of God, is people who are spiritual fast so they not only could hear from God, but so they could get rejuvenated from God, and so they could push every distraction away. People who do not know God fast because they feel it's a detox and it's a diet. Problem with that is that if you want a detox, just call it a detox. Don't rely on a word that is so sacred and that is so precious to cleanse out your body, because you could cleanse out your body at any time. I was asked earlier, are your ministries or anybody you cover, are they doing the Daniel fast? No, they're not doing the Daniel fast. I said, I can call the Daniel fast in August if I want to. I said, I said, we do not do detoxes. When we call fast, we call fast for our intercessors to come together with us and pray. I can call about 10, 15 fasts a year, but people who do not understand why God put fasting in place, woman of God, always going to take it literally. And they don't understand that it's so important. And when you take something like that not so serious, when you empty yourself, the reason why so many people are falling to the wayside is not only because God never told them to do that, they can't handle the pressure accompanied by fasting and praying. Because, number one, your spirit man already starving. Who you hearing from? What's your rejuvenation? What's your motivation? What's your shepherd's voice you're hearing? And then the second thing is you have no physical strength to sustain you. So obviously something is going to pull somewhere. So, of course, the enemy going to go to the next best thing. He's going to go to your what? Your mind.
Yes, yes. And that is so true. And, man of God, I had this person to tell me recently, because I was telling him that there were some people that go on a fast. And he literally told me, he said, oh, no, I don't mess with it. I don't fast. And it puzzled me. And I'm like, okay, fasting is necessary for the believer, because that will allow them to seek the face of God. And then even though it will also allow you to get your carnal mind and your carnal self under subjection. And this being a deacon, so that had me puzzled. I'm like, God, how is this person hearing you if they are not fasting? So, man of God, talk to the ones who don't believe in fasting.
Woman of God, those who don't believe in fasting, I believe with all my heart that it's no way that they can be spiritual. Jesus, when he went to the wilderness, if you really pay attention to the text, the way the text positioned him, It said Jesus was not at his best. He was weak. He was broken down. And you know why he was that way? Because he was fasting. He stayed away from everything. And that's what people miss. Even he needed impartation. Even he needed to hear from his Father. Like, we have to hear from his Father while understanding that we got to go through the Son. But people who are not spiritual, they'll think that fasting is just as crazy as paying tithes, when really it's just as mandatory as fasting and praying. I see that all the time. Fast, and you better eat, or you better do this, or you better do that. No, I need to hear from God. And I understand that in order to hear from God, I need to make that physical sacrifice. Because you know what? When I'm full of food, when I'm full of Kool-Aid, when I'm full of different things, I'm not thinking about praying. I'm being lazy. I'm being, you know, I'm not broken. I'm not contrite. But, baby, when you low on fumes and your flesh is starving, and all you got the opportunity to do is just to cry out to God, woman of God, I don't know if steam come out of my ears, or I don't know if I'm having a hangry breakdown. But what I mean to tell you, that's the best time I pray. That's the best time I hear from God. That's the best time I call on God, because I'm empty to be filled.
That's it. Because fasting really empties you out of you. I mean, and people say, man of God, it's hard to fast. We make it hard. We make it hard because it's not hard. Because if that you want something so badly, you're going to do anything you have to just to get it. And that's why I was telling somebody else, I said, you have to make sure that God has told you to fast, because I know there's one scripture where the Bible say that to make sure this is the fast that he has chosen. It's something like that. But anyway, fasting is God's secret weapon. And then we have to make sure that when we go on a fast, we have to make sure God has ordained us to fast at that time, because, man of God, when we are fasting, God will protect us from things. Now, if that we go on our own for the wrong reasons, that's when the, man of God, enemy will attack. So fasting, man of God, also grows our faith in God as well. So you want to elaborate on that?
Woman of God, I've seen when I'm empty and when I have no distractions, that's when the best partations of my life happen spiritually. Reason why woman of God, and I'm sorry for losing my train of thought, but the reason why it's like that is because when you're trying to hear from God and you're trying to get a actual prayer through, nothing does better for me, woman of God, than actually abstaining from a lot of things so that I can actually get filled. A lot of people do not want to make that sacrifice, woman of God. And because they don't want to make that sacrifice, that's why they don't get the ultimate outcome. You know, I've always tell the people of God this, they want to get heaven's maximum by doing the bare minimum. And it's sad because everybody don't want to do the sacrifice, but they want God to make the ultimate sacrifice. But what more sacrifice could he have made, woman of God? To where we don't feel we have to give more.
That's true, because he has sacrificed, but we don't want to sacrifice to receive the blessings. We just want the blessings. We don't want sacrifice, just like his son sacrificed. Fasting, there is so much more to fasting, because fasting disciplines us to get more of him. And when you said that word spiritual, you're not spiritual when you don't fast. And then thank you, Holy Ghost, because that is Book of Isaiah chapter 58 when the Lord say the fast that God has chosen. If God has chosen that particular fast, He will deliver you out some things. He will destroy some yokes of bondage. But many people, they will go on a fast just because a pastor said so and this and that. And man of God, they come out feeling the same way they went in.
Yes.
Because of the simple fact, this was not the fast that a God had chosen for you. Now, He may have chosen it for a pastor, but then He have not chosen it for you. So, man of God, tell them when they don't want to disobey their leader versus what a God is telling you personally. Because I have seen so many people come out of fast, they don't feel nothing, they are the same way they went in.
Right.
My God.
It's sad, woman of God. And I'm from what I'm gathering, what you're asking is, sometimes we'll get instructions to do something, woman of God, that we won't necessarily get from our leaders. And I hate to say it like this, but some of our leaders are lazy and they don't fast and pray. And you could tell, you could tell the ones who don't fast and pray like they should, because a lot of what they say is repetitive. They always prophesying and they never shutting down. They always in the spotlight. Well, I'm going to tell you something, especially in this season, this world is so jacked up. And we got, you know, we got crazy government. We got the whole nine yards going on. Let me tell you something. You got, prophets are peculiar. They are very peculiar animals. And our main assignment as prophets, first and foremost, is to fast and pray, because we are normally the ones that God delivered the mysteries of heaven to. And a lot of people do not understand that sometimes God will give you instructions through a prophet or somebody else that He can't necessarily give you through fasting and praying from your leader, because your leader don't fast and pray. The one you trust spiritually don't fast and pray. And it's sad because sometimes, and leaders who in the natural and who don't fast and pray, they'll make you feel when you get heaven-ordained instructions like you being disobedient when really, if the shoe was on the other foot, they couldn't take you there because they don't even fast and pray.
Okay. That is so true. Because you feel like you are just left out, or you just left like, okay, what just happened? But see, that's why we have to be very good. That's why, man of God, we have to develop our own relationship with God ourselves. Not to be disobedient, but then that's what the pastor wants us to do as well, to have our own relationship with God ourselves. And this just behooves me to see some people just fast once a year, and then it is at the beginning of the year, where to me, or then with you, man of God, we got to do it throughout the year, when God just tells us to do it. We just have to do it.
Right.
But then I thank God for my relationship and my obedience. So, man of God, our time is well spent. You have any closing words?
Man should not, woman of God, I will say that man should not ever cease from fasting and praying. And the reason why is not just for your own spiritual DNA, but it's for somebody else's, especially if you're a prophet, if you're a pastor, if you're an intercessor, whatever, especially one of those areas, if you're an apostle, If you are if you are the government of the fivefold, if you are the blanket of the fivefold, because the intercessors really are the blanket of the fivefold. They help cover the fivefold. And a lot of people miss that about an intercessor. So if you're an intercessor, you're a prophet, you're an apostle, you're a pastor, you need to pray like never before. And you need to fast like never before, because the enemy coming after those who lazy, but he leaves them who hunger and thirst alone.
Yes. Well, man of God, we're going to talk about next Thursday how fasting attracts demonic attacks.
Lord, yes.
And, oh, my God, I feel the anointing on that one. We're going to get deep into this fasting so these people can know this is a serious thing. This is not for no dieting. This is not for no detox. This is a spiritual thing that do attracts warfare. So I want everybody on next Thursday at 5:30 sharp to tune in because this will help you. I'm glad it will, because I know one thing, it had helped me as well when I was learning this. I had learned so much. So until next Thursday, Apostle, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Until next Thursday at 5:30, everyone have a blessed evening and a blessed weekend. I see y'all next Thursday at 5:30. Thank you, Apostle. You be blessed.
Amen. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.